The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is made possible by the Spreely Network. It is the network, Spreely, for free thought and free people. I want you to go to your app store and download their Freedom Hub. Do it today, ladies and gentlemen. It's much too important. We depend on you. Freedom is waiting. The Freedom Hub from Spreely. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us from around the planet. We meet over here in determined prayer and determined patriotism. I've said those two things since the time I started the show 3 years ago. Determined prayer, determined patriotism. And boy, oh boy, are we needing those things this week with these bogus accusations against President Trump. We're going to talk about how the left is absolutely terrified because of what President Trump represents. A praying president, a president who's been called from a former way of life into a faith-filled occupancy of the White House. It terrifies the left because their number one agenda item is to get rid of God beyond their politics, their platforms, and their policies. They want to eradicate God. We're going to talk about that and see our way through it. I'm going to tell you how to do it today. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout-out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America and thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are winning. We're winning, winning, winning. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Are you ready?
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us from around the planet. I am, with a great amount of joy, dispensing to you intellectual maturity. And that's why you are the most intellectually mature audience in all of podcast land, my friends. Hey, before we get into the nuts and bolts of the show today, the banking system, if you haven't noticed, is in shambles. I'm going to talk about this in the latter half of the show. The FDIC is broke. They can't rescue the banks. You're going to need to get information about gold and silver. Right Side gold and silver, okay? Go over rightside.goldandsilver.business. Head on over there. rightside.goldandsilver.business. All right, I'll say it again. rightside.goldandsilver.business. It's information, folks, not trying to sell you anything. Get information about how you can do it. I'll tell you this. You don't need to be wealthy. Don't need to be rich. Common people can do this every day. People like me do it. And you invest and you get physical gold and silver. Comes to you in the mail, or you can have it invested on an e-wallet basis online. But look, you got to protect your money, folks. The money that you have in the bank, your cash, also your retirement. Just go there and get information. So, all right, enough of that. I just wanted to, I've got your back. That's why I say that. I've got your back. Today, Manhattan County, New York. A county district attorney by the name of Alvin Bragg, who's trying to brag about what he can do to President Trump, potentially trying to make a name for himself in the news. You've heard about this. He's trying to arrest and indict President Trump on charges that aren't crimes, that are not criminal. Attorney Bragg is a Soros-funded prosecutor, and like all of the other Soros-funded prosecutors, they weaponize their office to impose a political agenda at the expense of the rule of law and public safety. Let me explain. Here's what else they do. They fail to prosecute. They fail to prosecute with extreme prejudice real criminals, real violent criminals. And in fact, many violent criminals are not prosecuted at all in Manhattan County, and that's all thanks to District Attorney Bragg. District Attorney Bragg is an example of what the radical left wing is doing in our judicial system. He's downgraded over 50% of the violent crimes committed in that county in New York. 50% of the felonies have been downgraded to misdemeanors. Now, he says he doesn't even want to have jail time for the vast majority of crimes out there. No jail time. So you see what we have there in Manhattan is a crime rate that goes up and up and up. Citizens are less safe. And folks, this is exactly what the radical left Communist Socialist Party does all of the time. They fail to prosecute. And when I say fail to prosecute, I mean they fail to prosecute with extreme prejudice these violent criminals that we have in our midst. They fail to prosecute and invoke laws that are already on the books. Instead, they release these criminals if they're even caught or if they're even put in jail, but they release them early or they just let them go because they want them to commit more chaos and more violence. Now, that sounds harsh. It might sound crazy. It might sound unfeeling. Ladies and gentlemen, evidence of the obvious is sufficient. Look what these radical left-wing district attorneys do. They don't prosecute fully, and they release early if they're even put in jail in the first place. Large percentages of these mass shootings are done by people who were in jail or arrested or have a record prior to engaging in such mass shootings. Oh, but we need another law to prevent them from doing this. We need to get rid of guns and so forth. Folks, there's no law that can prevent you from speeding. There's no law that can prevent you from jaywalking. And there's no law that could ever be devised by mankind that will prevent a crazy person from shooting somebody else. But what we can do is when these people are caught, put them in jail forever. Prosecute them with extreme prejudice. We can do that. On the one hand, these radical left folks, they bemoan all of the mass violence in America, right? These shootings and so forth. But they don't do their job when it comes to prosecuting. And it's absolutely obvious to me that it's on purpose. And I go so far as to say this. These people, Bragg and others like him, they want gun violence because it furthers their narrative to get rid of the Second Amendment. And they're willing, you know, in war, collateral damages and so forth, friendly fire. Hey, if it works, it works. We got to get rid of the Second Amendment. I'm sorry, you know, this mass shooting happened, but we've got to get rid of the Second Amendment. The agenda of the radical left is to fundamentally transform America away from the founding principles of the founding fathers. You know this. And in order to do that, they need violence. They need chaos. Look at what they've done since Biden was handed the presidency. Chaos at the border, chaos with energy shortages, chaos with fuel shortages, chaos with fentanyl deaths, chaos with inflation, chaos with food prices, chaos with food shortages, chaos with train derailments, chaos with mythical climate change nonsense, the chaos in Afghanistan, chaos in the Ukraine, chaos with our banking systems, chaos with digital currency, chaos with pandemics, chaos with deadly vaccines, chaos with mandates, chaos with wrecked economies, chaos with critical race theory, chaos with woke agendas, chaos with transgenderism, chaos with women's sports, chaos with the elections, chaos by freeing violent criminals, chaos without prosecuting criminals, chaos by attacking the Second Amendment rather than fully enforcing laws that are on the books. And we could go on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just a very short list of the chaos that Administrator Biden and his Communist Socialist Party have thrust upon us in just 2.5 years compared to what they've done. And compared to what could be, count yourselves lucky. We've got to put an end to it. And the plan to do that is our involvement in the system, our involvement in the local level. And so, Alvin Bragg's, his county, Manhattan County, New York, is on fire. Violence running rampant. Crime, as with all of the cities, run, led, and managed by the Communist Socialist Party. And yet, district attorney is out there saying, oh, wait a minute. I know I've got all this other stuff up, but I got to get Trump. We really got to get, and he's getting support from the Soros-backed Communist Socialist Party. All of that list, that extensive list that I just read you, got to get Trump instead. Got to go after. And by the way, the charges that they're throwing at Trump, again, have already been heard by other courts. They've been deemed ridiculous by anybody with any shred of intellectual capacity. And as I said, there's no law about giving money to people to shut up. I know. If it involves covering up a crime, yes, but let's be honest. No one has ever proven, and nor does anyone ever has ever thought, that President Trump is actually guilty of these crimes. If he were guilty of a crime, they would have found that out a long time ago. From all of the folk and the fake and phony witch hunts, the raids at Mar-a-Lago, et cetera, right? They would have found out. They've got his taxes. Nothing they can hang their hat on there. So I know we beat a dead horse sometimes with this. We all know that it's nonsense. We have to say it, though, loud and clear and often so that most people hear the truth. And I know that you're out there. I know that America First patriots who watch this show, and I know that the radical left also watch it too, the trolls. And I'm telling you that this district attorney knows full well that this case is a big fat dumpster fire with nothing in it. The only reason it's being pursued is because of political pressure from the radical Communist Socialist Party, and that really does summarize the entire escapade. There is a gentleman out there by the name of Andrew McCarthy. Most of you will recall him. He's a former United States district attorney. And he said in an interview that he gave to the National Review the other day, and I'm going to quote about this case, about the case that they're throwing at Trump. It involves a tryst. This is McCarthy's words. It involves a tryst and a non-disclosure agreement that don't constitute any kind of a crime. Marital infidelity is a moral wrong, but not a criminal one, period. And while hush money is a pejorative term, and the details of this one are sleazy, non-disclosure acts are per se perfectly legal and common in civil law settlements of claims, end quote. Andrew McCarthy there, as printed out in the National Review. Ladies and gentlemen, he's right. And I said this last week on the show. Prosecutors, the radical left, they claim quite wrongly that all of this is somehow tied up in President Trump paying hush money to cover up some other crime. Folks, it's not only not true, it's been proven not to be true. There is no other crime there. If there were some other crime, they would have found it already. Don't you think the radical left would have jumped all over it and filed separate charges regarding it? You got a grand jury going on out there in New York with a former attorney for Trump who's lying his backside off. He wants revenge, so he's on the revenge tour. It simply can't be any more fundamental and any more simpler than that. It's a sham. It's a phony. It's a fake. It's a witch hunt. Trump has said it from the beginning. We've said it from the beginning over here. And, you know, it's what's most complexing, because if the radical left goes through with this, people, not just me, but many people, Elon Musk probably got the most attention when he said it, that if the left goes through with it, if they arrest him, they indict him, they've pretty much sealed up and delivered the 2024 presidential election to President Trump. So we're left with speculation. What do you call all of this that's going on? You have a communist socialist district attorney in Mr. Bragg. He's pursuing the case regardless of what truth and logic dictate. You may have well been given into the real reason behind this by virtue of what President Trump posted on his social media platform, Truth Social. Remember last week when he warned us about this, President Trump said, and he used the words, protest and take your country back. Now, you and I, because we happen to be intellectually mature, the word protest doesn't trigger us. Not like it does the left. But that's the, but what we got then was a glimpse into the radical left's mindset, because they assumed that what that meant was that violence is going to ensue and another January 6th event is going to take place. You see, that's what they want. They want another January 6th event. They want to incite violence, and they may well be lying to all of us, and therefore by trying to get us to pursue violence. But that's what they do. The Communist Socialist Party thrive on chaos and violence. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. They're the party of the resist movement. They're the party of the domestic terror group Black Lives Matter and Antifa. The burning of cities that happened during the COVID crisis all happened within cities that are led, run, and managed by members of the Communist Socialist Party. They would wreck economies, and they would do everything they can to spin life out of control so as to make you dependent on them, i.e. the government, to get it back in under control. And it's probably a diversion as well, this thing with Trump, away from the banking crisis, which is a real looming crisis in this country. They're desperate because congressional hearings are about ready to start on the Biden crime family. So Trump is leading in all of the polls. It's a foregone conclusion that he will get the Republican nomination for president. And so the radical left liberal movement in America goes to the playbook. And the playbook says, among many other things, that we've got to start involving chaos again. Crises, riots, looting, arson, anarchy. We've got to dredge all that back up again. You know, it's election season after all. It's like March Madness for the radical left, election season. But instead of making a bracket in nice, peaceful fashion at your office and having a nice, cordial time, they bring out violence as their bracket. Our America First conservative movement can't fall for that. We have to respond, as we always do, to be honest with you, with prayer. Determined prayer, determined patriotism. It's what we do over here. All throughout the Republic, prayer is being offered for President Trump this week. And even for the Radical Communist Socialist Party. We're praying for their conversion. Remember when I was a child back in the day, we used to pray for the conversion of the Soviet Union. It worked. So we do pray for the Communist Socialist Party. We do pray for Administrator Biden and all of those who would invoke violence upon us. We do pray for Mr. Bragg up in New York. And we pray especially for President Trump and his family. We pray for his safety. Last night, I had the honor to join in with Clay Clark and General Flynn, a prayer service for President Trump that was led by Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Roger Stone was on it, Cash Patel. Great, great prayer service. And, you know, that just says a lot. It's the difference between us and the radical left. We respond with prayer. And they reply and respond with chaos and violence. In that National Review article that I quoted earlier, Andrew McCarthy concluded this, and he said, quote, "But to repeat, this is a really dumb case, and Bragg, who has already dropped it once only to be mau-mau'd into resuscitating it, has not crossed the Rubicon yet," end quote. Remember the number one priority, folks, and this, let me just take a divergent path here with you to make a point. The number one goal of the Communist Socialist Party is not to change our economy. It's not to change our Constitution. It's not to change our republic away from the founding fathers. Their number one objective is to remove God from our republic. True, that's not my opinion. That's a verifiable fact. That's in every communist and every socialist manifesto that you'll ever read. Get God out of society. We've got to remove God because from there on, we can do everything else that we want to do. Remove values from the traditional family, interject the LGBTQ kook movement, get woke, all of that can come. We just need to diminish God and get rid of him. And in a real way, before their politics, before their platforms and platitudes, they want God out. And when we look through salvation history at people who were called by God, one of the most striking similarities between almost all of them is that God called people who were not perfect. In fact, far from perfect. Not holy, not righteous, not just necessarily before being called by God. But when God taps them on the shoulder and calls them forth to be his messengers, his servants, his leaders, you got people like King David and Saint Augustine and Donald Trump. It's a perfect fit. All three of those people were not really good people, morally speaking, or perhaps society speaking. They were not what we would call the epitome of moral fortitude. But for everything that God does, there is a reason. And Trump has already proven that he's answered the call to pull back the curtain of the deep state. He's the only human being on the planet who's proven that he can do it. That's why he's the one for this job. He's the only one for the job. And so with the likes of King David and St. Augustine, Trump is gathered in good company. And I listened to this prayer service last night led by Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, and it was good. And this is what President Trump does. He prays. And, you know, maybe we still could see it in today's world, but I don't think we have often enough. And I'm not sure that we've really seen a demonstration of a praying president in public since perhaps a generation or two or three after the Founding Fathers. It certainly happened during the Founding Fathers' time, maybe a couple of generations after. I think that Ronald Reagan was a praying man and a good, solid Christian, but he didn't do it publicly a lot like Trump has done. Trump invites these people into the Oval Office, pastors, priests, rabbis, and so forth, and he prays with them, and he lets them pray over him for his job, for his work, for his life, his safety, and for the republic. And this is what we need, and this is the call, you see. This is what God, and I think what Trump has done, among many other things, is that he has used the virtues and the morality of faith to pull back the curtain, and it freaks the left out, because remember, their number one objective is to get rid of God, and you can't have faith, you can't have praying, But there's a lot of examples, and he's done it throughout his time in our public viewing since he was elected in 2016, praying. And I think that Christian praying, faith-filled examples put forth by the president and those people that are surrounding Trump in this prayer call and other times, it just scares the hell out of the radical left Communist Socialist Party. All right, we'll pick up on this when we get back. Ladies and gentlemen, EMPShield.com. You want to head over there, EMPShield, electromagnetic pulse. Who knows what the hell is flying around in those China spy balloons? You put one of these bad boys on your breaker box in your house, you won't lose power. There's a smaller version. You put it on your vehicle battery, your car, your truck, whatever, and it won't lose power. EMPShield.com. Promo code Doug, ladies and gentlemen. Head over there. Get yourself one. Huge discounts. Enjoy your trip into capitalism. I'll be right back.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. HolyHydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield, electromagnetic pulse. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen, it can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Surrounded by nonsense today from the radical left, as we always are, working our way through it with you guys. This case in New York, everything. You know, remember in 2019, I mentioned it in the last segment of the show when Trump said, in reality, they're after me. They're after you, but I just stand in their way. Remember that? I want to show you a couple of clips that I like. And I think these clips summarize exactly what I mean, whereby the left is absolutely scared to death about what Trump represents. He's the end of them. He's our vengeance. He's our answer to all of the nonsense, all of the anti-American, anti-Republic nonsense that has been going on since Administrator Biden was handed the presidency. Take a look at these two clips back to back here, folks.
I'm the only thing standing between the American dream and total anarchy, madness, and chaos. And that's what it is. I'm representing you. I'm just here. In 2016, I declared, I am your voice. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. I am your retribution. I'm not going to let this happen.
So President Trump is the vengeance for the wrongdoings of the Communist Socialist Party. I love it. He's been persecuted for all these things. And he says, if they're persecuting me, they are really after you. And he's taken it for us. He's taken it for us. These things are ridiculous. And let me just remind you that any kind of indiscretion that President Trump may have engaged upon in his past life pales astronomically so to what Bill Clinton did to various women, including rape. Ask my friend Juanita Broderick about that one. And what about Administrator Biden? Ashley Biden, his daughter, in a diary, Dad takes showers with me. What? Not my words. Those are Ashley Biden's from her diary. And just today, as reported by my friend Tracy Beans, there's a special master that's been tapped in a case regarding this Ashley Biden diary. And the special master is appointed to go through the documents that were seized by Biden's Department of Justice. And he has made recommendations on a large portion of those documents. So please follow Tracy Beans over on Twitter and on Truth Social for more information. And I will try to give you updates on that as I learn them from her as she reports on it. But look around us. What we have is that we have Biden and Clinton, all of them doing things that were Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton. We have an Epstein Island list of people that we're not even sure who was there. We have an idea. We've seen glimpses of the list, but there's been nothing, no action taken on this. The crimes and so forth against children that must certainly have gone on. Epstein was murdered. Come on, you know he was. And so here we are. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. All of the other chaos that I mentioned in the first segment of the show. January 6th prisoners in jail in the worst conditions for going on 3 years now with no due process. And judging from the tapes that we've all seen, nothing done wrong. Now, the left will show you their version, which was incited by the people they hired, Black Lives Matter and Antifa, dressing up as if they were Trump supporters to riot. We've gone down that road and covered that enough. But liberal wreckage is what they do, and this is what they're going to do again with regards to this election season. They're just now gearing up. You remember what they did. I mean, come on, Seattle and Portland. Portland still is in the crapper. They in Seattle, beautiful parts of the world and absolutely and utterly destroyed socially because of the woke communist socialist agenda. Chaz and Chop and all those cities that were set up out there. Nobody's being arrested, though. Look at that. For having pallets of bricks and rocks delivered to these cities. Nobody's been arrested or charged, as far as we can tell, from any of the riots that happened, unless they were Kyle Rittenhouse, who was actually there to try to help. The radical left and their partners in the media have completely propagandized all of that. We, you and I, if we believe in conservative values, if we believe in the original intent of the founding documents and the founding fathers for our republic, or if we believe in the sanctity of human life, if we believe in the dignity of all people, we're called deplorables. We are racists. We're called Nazis. We're called fascists. Yet it's their mechanisms, centralized government, the elimination of individual freedom and the ability for us to manifest our own destinies is taken away from us. That's fascism. If you are a parent who stands up in front of your school board to defend your children against pornography in school libraries and classrooms and the immorality and the degradation of transgender story time hour, you're labeled domestic terrorists by Merrick Garland, our attorney general. No, you're a domestic terrorist. He said that. You stand up in front of a school board and tried to defend your children that way. If you're like me and you're a Roman Catholic and you stand up for the rights of the unborn and the rights of the life for people of all ages, no matter what they've done, the FBI labels you a radical extremist. That's what they do. Do you see it? I know you do, ladies and gentlemen. I know you see it because you and I have that capacity. They are purposefully attacking virtue and morality, and they're trying to do at the same time replace those with immorality and chaos. No one with any shred of intellect can look at the last 2.5 years and conclude that Biden and the Communist Socialist Party have purposefully thrust upon us stability, good times, and harmony. It's the exact opposite, and we can tell it and we can see it. And what they want to do right now with this entire Trump situation, aside from getting him and preventing him from running for office, is to push your buttons and incite you to commit violence. And by the way, to look away from the banking crisis for a time. That's part of it as well. Anyone who's ever been to a conservative rally, the telltale signs of a conservative rally are peace, prayer, camaraderie, patriotism, and we clean up after ourselves when we're done. The telltale signs of a radical left gathering: violence, burning, arson, and anarchy. And when we don't act out in the way they want us to act out, to try to smear us and spin us off into some sort of bad guy, they dress up like us and they infiltrate. And then they begin to act out in violent fashions. Remain peaceful, everybody. No matter what happens with President Trump, remain protest for sure, as President Trump recommended, but peacefully. For the radical left, a protest is synonymous, probably. It's identical with violence. But for us, a protest is not violent. A protest for us means we stand up and make our voices heard, even if it's just a symbol of massive numbers of people meeting in prayerful song and so forth. We will see our way through it, this particular chapter in the saga of President Trump. We will see our way through it. And we will also understand that they're trying to deflect away from situations and stories within the country that are very important. The FDI, we've got so much going on with this banking, you know, situation. Banks are collapsing on purpose because of what the Communist Socialist Party is thrusting at them. The FDIC is broke. They don't have near enough money to bail any more banks out. None. They're broke. They bail out these last two. Done. The Biden administration trots out then all of their members of their administration. You know, the members, I call them, they're the residents of the island of misfit toys. You've got all of these whacked out kook freaks in this administration who can't do their jobs, train derailments, Pete Buttigieg. They are a coalition of immorality, of ineptness, and chaos. The radical left looks at all of this and they try to tell us, nope, sorry, all of this stuff going on, the banks, the crisis, all of the things we listed in the first segment of the show, the border, Afghanistan, prices, energy, inflation, all of it. All of that's going on, folks, but no. We're going to go after President Trump. Right. Of course, for nothing. Yeah, right. The only way people identify and agree with that is if they're a blind partisan or if they're just magnificently uninformed. Trump is the one who can do this and see us through, and they know it. He, President Trump, is more of a threat to the radical left than the policies and the platforms and the politics of the radical left, and he knows, and he can withstand them. And now we have them all correctly identified. We call them woke, but the left now freaking out about that. Oh no, they can't stand it. We've got them nailed. We know what the woke terminology is and what we do. We label them as such, and now they're freaking out. That's a trigger for them now. They're trying to convince us that you don't know what the definition of the word woke is. You're wrong. They're on social media every day, just lambat. We've really hit a nerve with this one. I'm telling you, this ESG investment fund is another example of the woke agenda. Look up the ESG funds that are going. What they are funds, investment funds, that are designed to support radical woke agenda issues. The environment, transgenderism, CRT, critical race theory, you know, on and on and on. The environment, climate change, and so forth. And what you have then is these funds funding a woke agenda that are not as profitable as other traditional funds. And Biden's trying to sign executive orders that would mandate or at least give permission for fund managers to invest funds in your retirement funds, for example, that would go to these ESG funds instead of highly performing traditional investment funds. And then your portfolio goes down and you're going, what's going on? I thought you had to get my permission. Not according to Biden. He wants these guys to be able to do it without your permission. And again, it's part of the reason why gold and silver has got to become an option for you folks. Rightside.goldandsilver.business. Rightside.goldandsilver.business. Go over there, click on the website, get the information, request it. There's no pressure. If you decide to do it, great. You can become an investor in gold and silver. You don't need to be rich to do this, but you can see the writing on the wall. You're going to, and gold and silver will always be plausible. Don't let, well, if our system goes under, if we go to digital currency, how are we going to use gold and silver? Why do you think countries around the world are buying record amounts of gold and silver right now? It will always be the benchmark for what we need as that of which has value. So we've got them nailed dead to rights on the woke agenda. They're having a conniption fit about it. And we know that words matter when we look at liberals, when we look at their agenda, and we look at an example would be equity and fairness, right? They're all about, they get on a soapbox and they stand with a bullhorn. They go, we've got to treat everybody equally. It's all about equal rights. And that's part of the reason why they want men and women to be undefinable. And that sure, we can have men swim on the women's swim team. And sure, we can have men play on the women's soccer team and so forth and so on. It's an attack on women's sports, but also the more sinister root cause of that is that they want to eliminate the distinction between men and women eventually. But words are important, and they do this through their policies and their procedures and their politics. Equality. Got to have equality. Everybody's got to be equal. Well, you know, prior to starting this show 3 years ago, ladies and gentlemen, I was in corporate America and I was in human resources as a vice president. And I would grapple with this issue a lot during my time in corporate America because everybody thought they needed to be treated equally. We got to treat everybody equally, Doug. We got to treat every employee in this company equally. And I'm telling you, words are important. Words matter. And it is impossible, mark my words, it's impossible to treat everybody in the world or in a company or in the United States. It's impossible to treat everybody equally. And moreover, I would put it to you that we shouldn't even try to treat everybody equally, that's not even the most just resolution to the question that you're really getting at. What we really want to be able to do, And they, the left, will have all of these excuses. to treat people equally, we have to have all of these policies put in place. Affirmative action. You can't hire too many white people. You got to hire more black people or brown people or Asian people. You know, we've got to give more student loans to the underprivileged and minority groups. And it's not fair. And we need social justice, and we need equality for all women and men. And again, I put it to you, ladies and gentlemen, it's impossible to treat everybody equally. You can't do it, because what is equal for you, I might not like. We all are individuals. We all have different baggage. We all approach life differently. I got this in the corporate world so often, and I would say to them, the executive committee would come to me and want policies written that treated everybody equally. Or employees would come in some form or fashion and want that done, or my peer group or whatever. And I would look at them in the eyes and say, it's impossible to treat everybody equally, and we shouldn't even pursue that agenda. And of course, their mouths fell wide open and their jaws hit the floor. And then I would explain to them, we're not going to treat everybody equally, because quite frankly, that's impossible. But what we will always do on my watch is to treat everybody fairly. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the key to understanding how we get America back to a unified republic. We've got to stop wasting time on this word equality. We've got to pursue fairness. And so that renders the left woke agenda of diversity training or social justice or women's studies or affirmative action meaningless, because those things cause division. By their very nature, they cause division. They do not unify. They don't bring people together. They cause bickering and separation. If you treat people fairly, this republic will begin to heal. And I'm telling you, in order to treat people fairly, we have to have a sense of morality. And morality can only arrive upon us and be part of our daily makeup and our DNA if we approach it with an understanding and a pursuit of God. And the left will have no part of that. So it's going to be up to us, conservatives, to do the hard work of determined patriotism, which really is local involvement, doing the hard work of it all, coming home after a long day at work and going to the school board and risking being labeled a domestic terrorist by our Attorney General Merrick Garland. It's going to begin at our homes with our children, to teaching them to treat one another fairly and justly. We have, I think, right in front of us the opportunity to really realize this. And it's in part why the left is so terrified of President Trump. This great awakening that we're experiencing in this republic is exactly this: the dawning of justice and of fairness, the dawning of the absolute ridiculousness of this woke agenda. People throughout America are looking around and going, this is not my version of America. This is not what I signed up for. And so every time somebody like Alvin Bragg from Manhattan County, New York, drudges up some absolute bogus case and accusation against President Trump, what that does inevitably is draw more people to President Trump. And that's probably what Elon Musk was trying to get at and hit on in his tweet about, if they do this to Trump, he's going to have a landslide victory. I think he's right. And I think we have to continue to pursue our determined patriotism. We are the plan to get out of all of this. And you're beginning to wake up to that too. And that's a good thing. Remember, we are in this together. We've got to have each other's backs. And that's why I continually tell you about gold and silver. This banking crisis is a real deal, and it's not just a one-off issue with SVB Bank last week, Silicon Valley Bank. There's other banks. Signature Bank went out of business too, and those two banks were primarily known for handling a lot of cryptocurrency. The federal government is coming after crypto because they can't regulate it as easily as they would like. So they're shutting it down and collapsing the banks that help with that. So I think it serves us well to be aware of that and to protect yourself. That's why I mentioned rightside.goldandsilver.business. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, you have a pack of blessings on your back. You really do. Another earmark of a good conservative America First person is that we know that through tragedy, adversity, and challenge, there are blessings waiting to be born. And boy, are we surrounded by adversity, challenge, and tragedy in this republic. We will pray our way through it. We will support President Trump. No matter what happens with him, with an indictment or a possible arrest or whatever, he's going to be fine. And so are you. So is this republic. And we will together watch the breakdown of the left and the resurgence of the divine providence of God in this country, I think, that has not been seen since the time of the founding fathers. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Please go to DougBillings.us. DougBillings.us. You can see everything that we do for free over there, but I ask that you voluntarily subscribe. That's how we make a living. That's how we bring you this show. That's how I take care of my son. And by the way, today happens to be March 21st. It's World Down Syndrome Recognition Day. Michael, my youngest son, 20 years old, happens to have what I call the divine chromosome. And he's been a blessing to his brother Grant and to me, and both of my sons I love dearly. And just as you love your children, I know that we all will do what we can to preserve this republic for them. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
I want to tell you about the good people over at EMP Shield. Electromagnetic pulse, ladies and gentlemen. It can fry your home electrical system or your vehicle's electrical system. But if you attach one of these, now this is for your breaker box at home. There's a smaller version that goes on your battery of your car, your vehicle, that will prevent it from being fried in the event of an electromagnetic pulse. Because as you know, thanks to Administrator Biden, many people coming across the border now who don't exactly have the best of intentions. Protect yourself. EMPShield.com. Get huge discounts over there if you use the promo code Doug.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings, talking about the right side of health. Becoming the best version of yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, is important. You see this device over here? It's a little water, hydrogen water, ladies and gentlemen, hydrogen-infused water. The health benefits of this are incredible and well-documented. I want you to go to holyhydrogen.com. Look this machine up. Use the promo code Doug to get $100 off. They have a payment plan. They have a top tier one customer service center. You're going to want to take advantage of this and learn all about it. It takes care of the swelling in your gut. It clears up mind fog. Listen, cancer, glaucoma, the results of the jab, all of these things have been documented to show increased benefits by virtue of infused water with hydrogen. Holyhydrogen.com, ladies and gentlemen, promo code Doug. Believe it for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.